Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Duke Kampstra. We're going to talk a little bit about the activity log and specifically service health alerts.
Correct. Yeah. Happy to be here, first of all.
Thank you.
So, we've just released three features that I want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Number one, activity log alerts.
Okay.
So, for example, you can now have an alert when somebody might delete your favorite database. Seems pretty important.
Need to know about that.
Yep. Second, we've had an ask from customers for a while about getting alerted when we are notifying them of, for example, a service health event. So service impacting event, say, you know, storage is having an outage in East US.
Okay.
Customers will like to get an alert from Azure. So following on to the new Azure Monitor capabilities, we've added a few features here around alerting. And then finally, another thing that customers have given us feedback on is when we tell them about a outage or a maintenance event or something like that, mm-hmm. it's been difficult for them to find that information in the portal. So I'll show you specifically the service notifications blade where customers can go and find that.
I would want that up front and center is what I want to know.
Yeah. So some customers like to sit there and basically refresh. Right? I don't recommend that. Yeah, that's why we built the alerts.
I think I would like to get, let's say storage is having a minor degradation. I'd like to get a text message, and I'd like to show up in my portal, and maybe I have some pinned thing that's going to take me right to where.
Yeah, exactly. Text message. Good.
You going to give me that?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I'm
absolutely. Let me show you.
Excellent.
All right. So first of all, I'll start with activity log alerts. And you can see that I'm looking at my activity log right here, and don't panic. These are all test outages that I'm sending in my personal subscription.
To be clear,
outages. That's right. So let's say, I've been playing with my SQL databases, and mm-hmm. just imagine somebody accidentally fat fingered their SQL database, and this was an important one, and they don't want this to happen again. So I'm going to go and choose that log event in activity logs. And I'm going to say, and this is the new feature right here, add an activity log alert.
Hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and define an alert so that the next time this happens, I'm going to get an alert, right? And you can see we pre-populate the query,
mm-hmm.
so I just need to give it a name. And I choose the subscription I want to persist it in, and I choose the resource group that I want to persist it in because the alert is simply an ARM resource. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put it in.
Oh, hang on. So the alert. The alert is an instance of something. It is a resource. It is a thing.
Yes.
And it, as such, it has to live somewhere.
Correct.
So when you are saying, this is not the resource group or the subscription of the thing that you are looking for.
That's right.
It is simply where it lives.
Correct.
Okay.
The alert itself is an ARM resource.
Ah.
It's an instance of the activity log alert resource provider.
Excellent.
Okay.
That's helpful.
There are a whole bunch of things that come with that. All the ARM resource management stuff comes with that. So
mm-hmm.
you can manage deployment. And
yeah, so I can define these myself in templates, and
exactly.
I can then deploy them throughout all of my developers or all of my
exactly.
IT.
Exactly. Yeah, if you have standard templates for when you provision a VM, you could mm-hmm. add this as you know,
nice.
A subset. Or a SQL database in this case, right?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to go through all these criteria. I'm just going to
sure.
take what it gave me.
Filters that are appropriate, but as you said, pre-populated.
Correct. If I wanted to, you can see that we have wildcards. So you can see for resource, you know, the default is all.
Yes.
So you can imagine that I could wildcard everything, and I don't recommend that because
Indeed.
Then you would get an alert on every activity log entry. Your phone would be kind of busy. I go ahead and set up an alert. And then the next thing I do is I need to decide what's going to happen when the alert triggers.
Mm.
Okay. So we. An additional ARM resource that we've implemented is called an action group. So this is a list of actions that are going to take place or
okay.
that you're going to configure when this alert fires.
So which could be multiple actions.
Text
a bunch of people and email somebody and set off a klaxon.
Call the webhook.
Ah.
Yes, the klaxon webhook. I like that. So I'm going to give this a name. The action group is another ARM resource, so it
right.
has to have a name. Okay, and then this is just an inline experience while you're defining the alert. I'll show you how you can create alerts and action groups separately in a couple of minutes. And this is important. So the action groups, they have an action group name. So this is the ARM name, the
yes.
ARM resource provider name. And then there's a short name here. And this short name, the reason we call it a short name is because we have to live with some constraints. For example, when we send you SMS, we can only use 140 characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we have this short name because when you, I don't recommend that you do this, but if you choose, yes, it fits in a tweet, although Twitter just went bigger. When you unsubscribe from either an email alert or an SMS alert, you're unsubscribing from this short name. That's why we have the short
name. That
makes
sense.
Okay. So we're just a little bit constrained in space.
No, it makes sense. Just like a listserv, right? It's the short name, and I just unsubscribe. Foo.
Exactly. Okay. So now I want to define my actual actions. And I'm going to go ahead and say Duke SMS. And you can see I've got a few action types here. SMS, email, and webhook. We'll be adding more action types in the future, as you can imagine. And go ahead and enter my phone number. And let's see, I also, when this alert fires, I want to get email. And finally, the third option.
Your two should be an at.
Ah, thank you. I'm not wearing my glasses here.
No worries.
And finally, webhook.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you're using PagerDuty or ServiceNow or Twilio or any of these third-party vendors, or you want to go into a Logic app or a Runbook, anything that can give you a URI, you just drop in the webhook here.
Right.
Okay. And we will call that webhook when the alert fires. Okay. All right. So I've defined my actions. Go ahead and save. And at this point, I have an alert, and assuming I typed everything, there you go. You can see the ARM feedback. Create the action group. Create the alert.
Okay.
Okay. And now, the next time I get one of these events, I'm going to get alerted. Okay, so that's activity logs, just generic activity log alerts.
All right.
But equally interesting, in my opinion, actually more so, is Azure, we tell customers when we believe they're being impacted by an outage or when we are going to do maintenance for, you know, VM reboots and things like that. Mm-hmm. We tell customers, but they give us feedback that I can't find that information. I'm not getting it quickly enough. So that information is being logged in activity logs. Okay, so now that we have activity log alerts, and again, this is just test outage data, I can go into activity logs, look at an outage event, and go through exactly the same process, and the only difference is the query.
It's a service health event category.
It's a service health event, yes.
I see. So by creating a logging infrastructure, an alerting infrastructure, rather, on top of activity logs, and then by feeding activity logs with new information, we've now kind of completed that whole arc, and I can get notifications if storage has a problem.
Exactly.
Texting.
Precisely.
Excellent.
So you can get your SMS, your email, or your webhook when Azure is telling you we're having an outage or we're going to...
That's all I've ever wanted to do.
That's it? My job is done.
Exactly. This is great.
So as you can see, you know, we pre-populated because I started with a service health event.
Indeed.
The types of service health events that we publish to your subscription are action required, assisted recovery, incident maintenance, informational, and security. So if you want, you can simply set one alert that fires on all of them. Or what I usually recommend is, look, you probably want one alert for incidents. That means Azure's having an outage and trying to let you know.
Right? Well, it should be something actionable, something I could do something about.
Correct.
Otherwise, it's just going to stress me out.
Yeah, that's right. Wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Absolutely. And often, our customers have different teams. For example, yes, they have a DevOps team that is on 7x24, and they need to know that Azure's having an outage, right? Versus maintenance, we're giving you weeks of notice, if not months.
Right.
So it's a... That'd be
more of an email appropriate.
Exactly. Thing. Exactly. Right.
Or actually a webhook that I'm thinking about. See, now you got me thinking about all the things I could build with this. A webhook could go and put something in my Trello board or let VSTS or make an issue in GitHub.
Exactly.
The sky's the limits.
Exactly. Anything that will take that webhook call. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Microsoft Team. Okay. So we talked about the activity log alerts. They're administrative, which is, for example, somebody deleted a SQL database. They're service health, which are Azure's trying to tell you something and it's really important.
Right.
And then finally, the other bit of feedback that we've gotten is, yeah, I know you're sending all this service health information to my activity log, but it's really difficult to find it.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So the other feature that we've introduced is this service notifications blade. So I've been looking at the activity logs here, and I happen to have a bunch of service health events in here. I also have, for example, my delete activity logs and delete SQL database. Those are just ARM operations.
Well, you have important things, and then some things are possibly noise.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. So if you are looking for service health information, Azure's telling you something we really think you ought to know, we now have a new blade, which is nothing more than a pre-filtered list of events out of your activity logs, but it is exclusively service health information. So very, very quickly, you can come into Azure Monitor, go to the service health notifications blade, and see if Azure is telling you something's going on.
Yep.
So for example, if you have monitoring on your own solution, and the monitoring triggers, and you want to know if Azure is having an issue, come to the service notifications blade, and this is where we are telling you that we are having an issue.
And I know it's a small thing, but it's a thing that makes me happy. You can pin this.
Yes, absolutely.
What I mean? Like, I can go, you can pin this to the dashboard. Pinned it to the dashboard.
That's right.
And I've got my map of the earth with my Azure data centers and all the work that I'm doing, and then I've got the couple of outages I have to deal with right there, one click away.
Correct. That's right.
Fantastic.
That's
right. And we have this now.
This is in public preview now, going GA very, very soon.
And it'll be included in our subscription, so everyone who uses Azure has this.
Everybody can use this right now in their subscription.
Fantastic. Yeah. We're learning about more free stuff, service health alerts coming soon, currently in preview, and we're learning all about it here on Azure Friday.